Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I invite you to be seated for a very long gospel reading, long gospel reading. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother, Lazarus, was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Judeans were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he'll be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Mary and Martha to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and he's calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up and quickly went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were there with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up and quickly go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the place, the tomb, to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
This sermon and the scripture from whence it comes really are for people who are having a really bad weekend, maybe even a really bad week or year so far. That is, people who feel dried up, cut off, who feel hopeless. And everybody else who's here is welcome to stay. You can just listen in. Most of us, at some point or points in life, feel lost and hopeless. Mary and Martha, upon their brother's death, not only had their beloved brother died, but they felt abandoned by their rabbi who hadn't come in the crisis. And also, the brother's death wasn't just an emotional change in their lives, but it could mean that they would have to possibly beg for survival, since women did not earn money in the public realm, and neither of them were married. So things to Mary and Martha looked bleak and hopeless on a number of levels. The old King James version of this story, of Martha's line, if some of you remembered, about the stench, do you remember some of it? "He stinketh," which really says it all. I mean, he's really dead. There are some hearing this reading today for whom life or parts of life look just as bleak. Some who are without hope, if only on one or two levels, and some who imagine that nothing can be done and that life will always be like that. But when it comes to Jesus, never say never. This reading of Lazarus is suggested for funerals, to be read at funerals. I haven't used it very often because I worry that those grieving might think, you know, if Jesus could have raised Lazarus, why couldn't God heal or cure my loved one? But the point of the reading isn't the miracle. Jesus did these miracles in his lifetime, and especially in this gospel, as signs to point beyond himself, to point actually to whom he was, to point to God and how he was connected to God. The point of the reading is for faith, trust in God and the one whom God sends. Jesus performs this miracle not merely to help good friends or because he's very moved. He raises Lazarus for faith. The punchline of the story is the last verse. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed, trusted in him. Belief in this gospel isn't a mind thing, it's a trust thing. The trouble is that we tend to put ourselves into Mary and Martha's shoes in this story and want Jesus to perform miracles on our loved ones. We want Jesus to make life better, bearable. But the heart of the story is about faith, not miracles. Martha and Mary didn't trust Jesus. Jesus trusted that God would work something good out of this. Many of the Jews believed, trusted in Jesus. Instead, we should really put ourselves in the shoes of Lazarus in this reading. We were never promised miracles to make life last any longer. And by the way, Lazarus does indeed have to die again. We were never promised miracles to make life better or easier. Christ promises us something much deeper than that. Christ promised us personally at our baptism to bring us from death to life. That is, to raise us from the little deaths that we experience in this life: evil, sin, grief. And in the next life, to raise us from death itself. At the beginning of worship, upon proclaiming Christ's forgiveness of all sins, Vicar Ryan might have added the words, had you heard this reading already, Christ forgives you, child of God, come out. Because that's really what happens in being absolved, being forgiven of sins. We're unbound. In Christ, we're unbound and freed, set free from the tombs that we experience in life. Tombs of failure, of divorce, of endings, of mistakes. Over and over again, the grave clothes that still bind us and the shroud that covers our eyes are removed. Despair, hopelessness, fear, removed from us. As we gather together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, whether we know them or not, and through this word and that little meal of freedom, Christ unbinds us. No matter the bleakness, no matter what's happened before in life, no matter what will happen that you might not be looking forward to, never say never. In Christ, there's always new life and hope. Life may not go the way that you want it to go or imagine it should go, but Christ promises to give you faith, to raise you up no matter what does happen to you. You can trust in this crucified Christ, this crucified Son of God, who will call you to come out, child, of all of the little deaths that you experience in this life. He's given you a community of brothers and sisters in faith who help to unbind you and let you go. As I'm teaching the second graders these next 2 weeks, Jesus comes to us in the meal and unbinds us, forgives us. Jesus will see you through all of the bad weekends or weeks or months. When we want to say no to life, to God, until the angels in heaven unbind you and let you go from death itself. Amen.